Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio, a service of the award-winning CUTV News, where we seek out and find and celebrate some of the most amazing people who are in doing incredible things to make our world a better place in their fields of endeavor, via their passions and their skills and their experiences and their successes. And somebody that's doing just that is Jim Saar of Apparel Strategic Alliances. What an incredible conversation we're going to have. Actually, we're kicking off a series of broadcasts here exclusively on CUTV News Radio today. This is episode number one. And we thank Jim for joining us, and we thank our audience for joining us as well. It is 1 p.m. Eastern at the time of this broadcast. It is Wednesday, July 5th, 2017. The broadcast will be archived for future air again and again. You'll be able to hear it and share it on iTunes and Stitcher and our websites and more. But it is exciting to announce that we're featuring Jim Saar, who is the founder and CEO of Apparel Strategic Alliances, in this exclusive interview series. Did you know the most popular apparel wear on the market today is made with a synthetic polyester spandex that's wicking, thermal, and antimicrobial, which is really incredible? Over the last 20 years, this apparel has actually evolved to generate $17 billion in revenue each year because the world believes it's the best. Well, this is where Apparel Strategic Alliances comes in. They've developed a 55% cotton and 45% polypropylene apparel product using Cool Vision's patented fiber that does everything polyester spandex products do, but more. What's really cool about this, Jim says they were the first in the world to manufacture commercially acceptable apparel activewear products, and that line, that when the miracles just started to happen, it was amazing. Their cotton polypropylene Cool Visions t-shirt is warmer than a down jacket in the winter, and in the summertime, it keeps you cool. You might not even sweat. We were just talking about that before we went live on the air. That is really revolutionary, and that is quite amazing. So in response to his discovery of revolutionary and innovative apparel products, Jim Saar has assembled some of the most experienced and innovative professionals in the apparel industry to form the Apparel Strategic Alliances. Now, this dream team of technical professionals allows the alliance to maintain its leverage against household name competitors as they attempt to bring his revolutionary product to market. Having spent his whole career in textiles and apparel engineering, he knew that in order to be successful, he had to bring in the best of the best in the industry, the people he's forged relationships with for some 30-plus years. He knew he could bring all these people together and no one would be able to compete with them. So how does ASA stack up against the big boys? Well, he said he's recently tested his product's wicking rate, thermal retention rate, thermal release rate, UV rate, antimicrobial rate, and he's done it against his competitors in a world-class lab. And he claims that every single case, his technology was equal, and in some cases more superior, with applications in NASCAR, Formula One, and even the increasingly popular obstacle course racing. Jim Saar anticipates that ASA will generate between $100 and $150 million in revenue in the next 36 to 48 months. Really incredible. It's a real true American success story. but also delivering a product that is so beneficial to so many. Let's welcome Jim Saar of Apparel Strategic Alliances to CUTV News Radio Live for our exclusive interview. Jim, great to have you with us. I'm very excited about this product already. I was telling you that it sounds like something that I could definitely use, and I'm sure many of our listeners as well. Welcome to the show, and thank you for taking time out of your busy day to join us today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you today, Jim.
I'm fascinated about how this all developed. Were you just toying around in a lab? I mean, how did you come to the point of discovering this, formulating this, creating this, and then now sharing this with the world? What were you? Where was that germ of inspiration for you, Jim, that allowed all of this to develop in the way that it has so successfully?
That was very interesting. I was actually consulting to retail and to manufacturers around the world. I'm actually running plants in the past. And a friend of mine and former partner, Ron Lipman of Dexron Sales, who was a very large yarn company, came to me and said, I think we have something that's revolutionary. He goes, I found this technology called Full Vision Fiber. He goes, I believe with our ingenuity, and you pulling the right team together, this might be a revolutionary game changer. And he goes, you're familiar with performance products. I said, yes, I understand the Nikes and the Under Armours and the Adidas of the world. I know them very well because that's my job to understand how I stack up. And after revealing it, I went, oh, I believe that's it. And Ronnie said to me, well, I have the putty, but I need you to make the pottery. And I said, the only way I can do this is to really pull together a whole world-class team of marketing, engineers, technology people, quality people, because I knew that even though we had the base fiber, to actually get into a cotton blend or even a bamboo type of blend, to be able to do that, there would be a lot of development and research time. But I was willing to do it because I know that the world's been looking to get back to performance fabrics that are cotton rich and getting away from synthetics that normally would give you a, even though they do all the great things, they don't feel well when you're done. You feel a little bit, when you sweat, you have like a slimy feeling. You got to take a shower right away. But when you do wear cotton, you always feel fresh. So that was the basis of getting me into this about 3 years ago coming up.
So the creation also of Apparel Strategic Alliances, where you are combining some of the top talent and people that you've had relationships with for many, many years working in various aspects of the industry. Tell us about how it led to the creation of that, of the ASA, and how, because of the creation of such an organization as Apparel Strategic Alliances, there's an advantage there to not only the people that are involved in the alliances, but also bottom line to the consumer by having the power of a team of people supporting this idea and supporting the mission and the vision of what you do?
Well, in the past, I've been involved with building brand names to major retail markets, taking companies from zero to 150 million, 400 million, not by myself, but with a team of good people. And when I looked at what possibilities of what we had, and did the market research and saw that there was so many potential avenues of business, not only in performance apparel, but also that looked like there was a medical division that could develop here. The workwear industry looked like it was going to be huge. I knew that in order to build something fast, you have to bring the best. You can start out as a small company and choose to do it the old-fashioned way, and maybe in a couple years you're 10 or 15 million. But what we had was so special, and I knew if we got it to the market quickly, the timing all came together. And quite honestly, because of what's going on now with high tech, with the computers, with the internet, so forth, you could able to structure and build a organization very quickly. So instead of going and raising millions of dollars to go build your own textile mill, to build your own spinning mill, to go build your, we had those people in our wheelhouse because we've been sourcing product around the world and including the U.S. for the past 40 years. When I looked at this product, I said, you know, I believe that we can pull the best together. And because it's special, because it won't be a low-end product, I'd like to do one thing also. I'd like to keep as much of this in America. I want to create also a brand, a product, but I'd like to do as much made in America as I can to actually create jobs because I really have a passion for that. I used to own many, many factories 20 years ago in America, and then unfortunately, because of price points, we were forced overseas. We now have an opportunity to do it here, but I needed to bring the best together to do it fast. And the only way I could do that is to pull on people that I felt were as sharp as me, more intelligent than me. I had no fear of that. I said, you know what? We're going to build this. We're going to have divisions quickly, and it'll all fall in place. And so far, in the past 3 years, that decision, I thank God I did it because I'm very blessed with really a brain trust of great people. We call ourselves the Overhill Gang. Most of the gentlemen and women are involved with me are over 50. I got some people that are even 75. And we act like we're coming out of college the first time doing our jobs. We get up every morning. We're excited. Every day, literally, we have a new application that comes to us and someone's saying, hey, can it do this? Can it do that? Well, let's take a look at it. We run tests, and it's just it's amazing how many opportunities are developing from this space. And from there, we're actually growing into other technologies because of this. So it's just it's amazing what's happened.
Yeah, once the ball gets rolling, then people can also, you know, good attracts good as far as I'm concerned. So people are seeing this and learning about this, and they're hearing your passion and your enthusiasm and your thirst for all of this and the team that you have around you. People are attracted to that. People want to be a part of that. People want to lend their support to that. They want to get involved in the grassroots effort of it all, which I think is terrific. So let's talk about, if we can, Jim, the technology itself. What is it? What makes Cool Visions, great name, I love that name, what makes Cool Visions so special? What is it about the technology that really makes this stand out? Because there are, you know, companies out there that say, oh, well, we offer this and we offer that and similar types of things. But this really is a standalone product, Cool Visions. What makes it so special, the technology part of it?
Well, we were very blessed that the people from Cool Vision, which was owned by one of the largest textile firms in the world called Androma, they actually produced the fiber in Georgia. Actually gets made here, the fiber. They had taken a traditional monofilament, like the poly, looks like fishing line. That's what polyester looks like, and polypropylene, when you take it, it looks like you take fishing line and you knit. They actually were able to take the fiber, the fishing line, and make it into like a cotton, a ball of cotton, like you would buy at the drugstore to put in your ear or something like that. But the problem they came was they had done some special patented things to that fiber. But by itself, trying to put a synthetic fiber together with an organic fiber such as cotton or or bamboo, which a lot of people use in apparel now, that was where the difficulties really came in. The base fiber gave us the base to add the rest of the ingredients to take it to the market. And it took several years after getting a hold of fiber to figure out how to spin the yarns, how to dye it, to knit it, how to actually work with it in garments. And anybody that's in the industry would say, oh, no problem. Well, we had the best of the best, and this is not something easy. It's very difficult, but we have it down now where we're actually on a commercial rating that we can produce volume. We can produce it not in just T-shirt fabric, which Some people have done something similar in the past. We make fleece, we make interlock, we make rib, and we're able to get it into the apparel product. And then I brought together some of the best marketing and design team, because I said, even though I have this great product that does something, people still want fashion. So I got to be fashion forward, even though I have a great product, because they want to wear something that's functional, but they want to wear something that's cool. So when you go to my website, you can see that we have brought some of the best talent in the world, people who worked with the likes like of Reebok and Champion, that type of mindset, understand what the market looks for, what looks cool, and also is functional, and it's cotton rich. And that's the secret word. We're cotton rich. And that's how it all came together. And that's how we're getting into other areas, because they see what we can do with the space fabric now and take it into many applications. We're making diabetic socks now. We're making wraps for medical field. We're making what they call ANSI safety work shirts for the industry. I have a work shirt now you can wear outside. It's like a yellow or orange you see everywhere in construction sites with the magnetic, with the reflective tape. You can wear my long sleeve T-shirt now in the dead of winter without a jacket, and you don't have to take that shirt off in the middle of the summer. I have people wearing this shirt at 95 degrees outside just recently and haven't broke a sweat, and they're wearing a long sleeve shirt. It's just phenomenal how it all came together. But it took a team with the fiber. It took a great manufacturing textile engineers. And on my website, you'll see some people there. I have a combined engineering staff with probably close to 200 years of collective knowledge, and they were in R&D of fabrics and so forth. And it took all that mindset to figure out how to make this all work. And thank God it's really paying off. We did the right thing. We got the right team in place.
That is fantastic, and congratulations on all that.
Thank you.
Continued success. So, like I was saying, it isn't just a concept. It's an actual product. The goals for all of this, do you have, I mean, obviously you seem to be attaining goal after goal and everything you're setting out, and there's things happening that you didn't even expect to happen that are really flowing beautifully for you. Do you have goals in addition to what you've already succeeded for the entire organization?
Absolutely. When I set forth, and I deliberately named the company Apparel Strategic Alliance, because I believe that in everything we do, we have to strategically align ourselves with the best. And that's how I came up with the name, Apparel Strategic Alliance. My mission was to make a product that would improve the well-being of an individual. That's our mission. That's our statement of the company. It's amazing how we're actually evolving now, not just, as I said, in the sportswear, but the medical field. It's amazing the products that we're developing and having work right now and going to retail that you'll see all over the country here over the next 24 months. In addition to that, because of people seeing what we're doing and getting our word out through marketing, through digital marketing, through the press, we have people coming to us with world-class patent applications of other really cool life-improving products that actually can be built around what I'm doing. And we're blessed because they're coming to us. They said, wow, what you just done with this fiber, with this patent, can we do this? Can we add that? That enhances the product. I mean, we're looking at product that will help protect you with injury. It will help you with protect you against concussions, help you with rehab for athletes, so help them rehab quicker. I'm working with people like in the NASCAR industry, the Formula One. You know, a driver actually sits practically on the engine. During a typical race, 500-mile race, they could lose up to 10 to 12 pounds of water. Now, obviously, when you lose that much liquid, dehydration then causes exhaustion, which therefore could cause serious repercussions with accident. With our product we're engineering now, it actually helps them regulate the body temperature to reduce that loss of water. And we're now working with smart chips. We're developing smart fabric around this technology where we can actually record that weight loss, that water loss, the nutrient loss, and be able to instruct whether it's a medical field, whether it's a race team, whatever, what that person may have lost during a certain period of time and what they may need to replenish them to bring their vital body and their ions and so forth into sync. So it's just amazing. That's why we're excited, because not only what we're doing with mushrooming on the Cool Vision products, but all the other technology now that's coming to us, that's how we know, just based on where we're going with all the different divisions growing, that this thing is going to be a monster as we continue. And we plan on being the forefront. Our mission is to take this thing to be a forefront company that will make product to improve your health. And that's what we're stressing now around everything we're doing.
Isn't it great when you can actually do something like that, when you can create,
yes,
a company and an organization that obviously provides revenue source, income, things of that nature, security, stability, but at the same time is doing something positive for the world at large? And that's what you're doing.
Yes.
Which is
very
which
much
is incredible.
So.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
So, of course, too, because we live in such a demanding and competitive environment, and the world is changing, you know, swiftly every moment that we are here on this planet, it allows you and almost demands that you be on the forefront and take an aggressive approach and be forward thinking and continue to move forward with everything that you're doing, right? And that forward thinking is essential. Yeah.
Correct.
So you
very
need
much
to
every day.
Be,
every
because
day
the
we,
existing
every
apparel
day we,
companies
we,
are. Yeah, I was going to say every day
you've
got to do it
day,
because those existing companies.
Every day
are,
we look at how we're going to advance the company and how we're, you know,
right,
traditional apparel company are basically what's my next. You're only as good as your last sale, we always say in the garment industry. So you always try to come up with a new design, new fashion, whatever it may be. We're way
yeah.
beyond that. We have to. We're going to continue to build the technology to keep improving different health functions that we need to help to make the life better.
Mm-hmm.
And around that, we'll continue to build really cool design. But our mission every day is pushing forward with more innovation as we go. And then that, from there, the rest of it falls in place, Jim.
That it falls in place. So people know, too, that are listening to the show who are trying to sort of get an idea of how this all works. Activewear, outerwear, sweaters, medical, home furnishings. I mean, you guys really incorporate a wealth of different things in your manufacturing,
correct,
design, and innovation, right? Tell us about some of the things that
important.
People can actually, yeah.
Yes. Well, what was interesting, you know, normally a typical apparel company will focus, they're either going to be a women's wear company or they're a home furnishings company or they're a men's wear company or they're a children's wear company. That's normally what happens. And I've been involved with all those type of companies during my career. And that's, again, why we had to create the Apparel Strategic Alliances, because basically it takes a lot of energy just to take one of those categories to build the brand or a product to market. You cannot do that and get to big numbers unless you bring a team together like we did. So when we saw at the beginning how this thing started, as we got into the testing and we saw the miracles starting to happen, and I got to tell you, one of the things it does, the thermal regulating is a miracle. We don't sweat. We don't have to sweat because it actually helps the body regulate the temperature. Unlike synthetic polyesters, where it pushes against the skin, the polyester creates heat, and the water then from the sweat goes through the pores, and depending on the airflow, depends on how quick it dries. A lot of people don't know this. They just say, well, such and such tariff, it wicks. Well, wicking is a function of airflow. If you're sitting in a room and it's very hot and there's no airflow, your shirt is going to become wet. if you go outside and there's a slight breeze, that cooling effect or you receive is actually the air pulling the air, the moisture away, which calls it a cooling effect. But in our case, we don't have to cool because it doesn't allow your body to have to sweat. You feel comfortable. So, you know, things like that, that's what's so incredible about that. So all these divisions we've developed now is because we had to do it and we knew we could do it, or we could have set back, honestly, Jim, and been a smaller company going forward and been very profitable. But when we saw that the medical field was happening, a diabetic sock, think about a diabetic sock. Most diabetic socks are made from synthetic yarn. They're either polyester, they could be polypropylene, and a lot of times they're scratchy, okay? And they may only be a couple colors. You might see white, black, and brown. I can give you a beautiful, soft cotton, get warm, especially people with diabetes. You know, they have problems with the blood flow. Sometimes they have a hot sensation in the leg. My sock will actually help regulate your temperature down. If you start to sweat too much, it'll actually wick. And then if you get cold, it'll keep you warm. And it's antimicrobial. And here's the cool thing. I can give you flashing colors because of the technology we developed with dyeing on this. We can dye the rainbow. You don't see that in the diabetic market. And we're getting a lot of the medical distributors and also some of the major drugstore chains looking at us right now of our product going to market because it's so different from what you normally see on that shelf. So by doing all this, by bringing the team together, I have a group that handles menswear. I have a group that handles womenswear. The fabric, the technology, the basic fiber is the same. I use the same fiber. I use the same yarns to create all this. That's what's amazing. So every product, there's no re-engineering. We know how to torque it, whatever way we have to do it to make it happen, but we always use the same recipe base to start with. And that's what's so fantastic about this. And that's what makes it economically feasible to do all this other business that you traditionally couldn't do if you're only focusing in one area or the other.
Like I said, Jim, it really, really sounds like you are on the cutting edge, and you really are forward-thinking, and you really are able to almost address a need immediately, like you mentioned about the diabetic socks. And, of course, there's a tremendous increase in diabetes in our country. So knowing that you have an ability to create something that eases pain for people and makes
Correct.
Their lives more pleasurable, in the end, we only have like maybe a minute left, but it must make you feel like $1 million, doesn't it, doing all this great work?
Sometimes in life you can measure your life by how much money you have and what's your – people measure your success by money. I'm going to be looking my success as eventually on how I made a difference to the world, and I'm really sincerely saying this. We now have the entree. We now have the way to help a lot of people, and that's what I'm really happy about. And, yes, I'll make money along the way, but we love what we're doing.
It obviously shows, and we wish you continued success. I'm excited to tell our audience that you will be back with us next week, continuing your conversation with us, sharing more about Apparel Strategic Alliances and also the incredible innovative products that you have. So, Jim, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you.
It was a great conversation, and thanks for sharing all this. It's very, very exciting. Kudos to you and your crack team that you've got there, and we look forward to speaking with you again next week on CUTV News Radio.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Same here, Jim, as well. Thank you for joining us as well. Again, our guest is Jim Saar. Do go to the website, apparelstrategicalliances.com. Again, to learn more about all of this incredible information, go to apparelstrategicalliances.com. For the entire CUTV News team, Jim Masters here. Thank you so much for joining us. Jim Saar will be back with us next week. For all of us here, thanks for listening to this episode of CUTV News Radio. Have a great day.